Okay, so holding on Laman Amabez and Rashi. Holding Rashi, Iboy Leladura. Some verses, if it was put in a place in his mouth, where it's possible for him to spit it out, we expect him to do that. And when he doesn't do that, so Rashi, Chiloya Hadra, Ha'ishai to Iyo Mazik Lo. So his decision to swallow it from there, to take it down, that's already going to be considered a reason to be mechayef him. So again, so the chiyuv mamon is then the actual chiyuv misa is not till he actually swallows it. So again, it's not at the same time. The rishon lav midi obed b'lonis chayev karen klum. See, he's going to be the only one who's chayev. The person who placed it into his mouth is not chayev to pay because he didn't do anything, because there was nothing, since he put it in a place where it could be returned. So the first person isn't chayev. The second person's decision to take it to take it from there is what's going to be chayev. So the Mora says, and it was placed so far back in his mouth that he cannot return it. It's automatically going to go down. So then, am I chayiv? Rashi, the question was, am I chayiv misa? He's on his the misa. He says, no chayiv misa, then you can't discuss a larger punishment overriding the smaller punishment. There's no larger punishment. And I mentioned to you yesterday that why does the more if that's the kasha of the more should answer that he asked the person to put it in, so he's not honest. So he wouldn't have a term in the chiyuv misa. If it was forcibly placed in his mouth, to a place where he cannot, the swallowing will be automatic, so he's an onus. If he asked the guy to put it in, he's not an onus. So the Tosafot in the more's kasha is, if that's the situation, why is he chayiv mamon? Because he didn't know my zeila, and on the other hand, he's not chayiv for nehenna, which we're going to see in the next step, because it's already after yish. That stage, the bialim becomes like a zutu shayam type of a situation vis-a-vis the bialim. Okay. If it's placed so far back in his mouth that the swallowing is involuntary, so there's nobody in the world really who can have any use of this item anymore. So that's equivalent to Zutl Shoyam, which is Avudu Mimenu Mikol Odom, which has a status of Yiyush. So now, when he actually does swallow it, and that's the moment, you want to say he's required for the Hanor that he got, he's not a Mazik, but he's a Nehenna, but he's even Nehenna after Yiyush Bailim, or the equivalent of a Yiyush Bailim, and he's not chayav to pay. And that's the Moritz Kasha, according to the Tosafos. Yeah.
The act of chewing something is
that was a step before in the Gemara. The Gemara says if he chewed it, that would be good. He'd be chayiv for that. Now the Gemara says no. The case is they put it beyond in the back of his mouth. So the Gemara is discussing exactly where in the back of the mouth. So the Gemara says the case was it's muscle dur al yedei alchak ninami ahadra. So he could spit it out, but since it's so far back, the nature is when it does come out, mimasa, it'll be mias, l'chasa the bialim, and therefore it will have no value to the bialim. Migzol l'gozlo, so he's not chayiv for the decision to swallow from that point onwards, is not a maisik zela, because it's not a value to the bialim. But, amayka mechayevis lei, but there is a chayiv over here, why would you be making pay? Is a hamnos groinoi? Umeyov. There's a benefit he gets by the fact that he's able to swallow and fill his stomach. So that's when he actually swallows it. And that's what the chiyuv misa is. Therefore, it's a case where the chiyuv misa and the chiyuv mamon are exactly the same moment. And you would say, Kim lay bitter of a minute. Rapapa said the case was Masin Shachuma. But therefore, Rashi says, well, Tidkhakot Lishnuye, we do not need to come up with the case was Bebesa Bliya. that it was all the way back of the back of his mouth. That's really not so common that somebody would be able to forcibly place it into his mouth so far back. As soon as it's put into his mouth, even in the front, it has becomes meis when liquid immediately it mixes with the saliva, etc. And therefore, since it doesn't have a value right now, you can't be mechayiv him for the act of gzeila. Ela what can be mechayiv him? Ahanos, ahanias, groinoi, umeyov, mechayiv. He's still benefiting from the item. Misa v'tashlum and boim keechod. Then Rav Ashi said the case was that two things happened at the same time. That while he was eating his own shumos, there's no chiyuv mamon to somebody else. He damaged somebody else's clothing. He ripped somebody else's delicate clothing. While he was swallowing the truma, mifter. So even though the chiyuv misa is not connected to the source of the chiyuv mamon, the chiyuv mamon is for tearing somebody's item. Chiyuv misa is for swallowing truma. Rashi holds mif is potter. He holds it. You say, if the even though the chiyuv misa is one source, the chiyuv tashlumin is for a different source. Since they happen simultaneously, it's also that also goes into the rule of kim le b'rabim in it. Okay. Zok to Gemara. Gufa. We quoted before that Amar of Chista said, "Murder of Rabbi Nachum and Akana." The Rabbi Nachum and Akana is Moida, even though he holds that Chiyev Chorus is like Chiyev Misa. He steals somebody's chaylev. Va'ochloi shu chayev, shkarni skayev, b'gneva kadam shiyabla de iser chaylev. That when he picks it up, he's chayev for gneva. The chayev chorus is not until he actually eats it. So the chayev moman and the chayev misa at the same time, there he's going to be chayev moman and the chorus. Yeah. Let's say that this statement of Rav Chisda is not like Rabbi Ovid. Dama Rabbi Ovid. Hazar chetz mitkilas arba l'seif arba. On Shabbos, a person shoots a chetz in Rishis Rabbim. It travels dalad amis. And v'kar shirayim b'alichosu. And while it's traveling, it rips through an item of clothing. So lach is potter. So the chiyuv misa is not until the whole process is completed, when the arrow lands. The chiyuv moment is when it rips through the clothing in flight. So the chiyuv is not at the same time. Mazat Rabbi Avin, there's a different argument. Shakira Tzarech Anochahi. That it's all one. It's all considered one process, because you can't get to the final stage without doing the stages beforehand. So Chiyuv Misa is this is all part of the process which is Mechayev Misa. So this process which is being Mechayev Misa can't be Mechayev Imam. So Mora says. So let's argue.
What is Shakira Tzarech? I'm not sure how to touch that. Is that it will eventually land? In other words, it has to land? Or?
No, it's all the way around. The stages which are beforehand are all necessary to get to the final stage. So the chiyuv is not for the hanocha.
Right.
The chiyuv is for the whole process.
Yeah.
So the whole process. So since it's all one ma'aser, he's going to be potter, even though the actual moment of chiyuv of misa is not till later.
But just because they're necessary components.
Well. The verse is, so let's say Hachanami hagbot tzarech achilihi. So he picked it up and put it in his mouth. So that's all one ma'aser. And that one ma'aser, you're asking that one ma'aser to be mechayiv him the chiyuv moment and the chiyuv misa, the chiyuv chorus. So the verse says, if you see over there that your potter, karder above, and over here you should be potter as well. Rechisa says, Shechayiv. They're arguing. So the verse says, Hachi Hashem, what's the comparison? So the Mora says two ways to differentiate. First way to differentiate is the following: you can't say you put it down without having picked it up. The act of picking it up is not an intrinsic part of the process. You can be chai of chorus for eating it without picking it up. The boy gochen bochel. You can bend down and bite it and eat it. You don't have to pick it up. It would be there is a person. I will give you the following. If you would tell me that the only way a person could eat something is by picking up and putting it in his mouth, so I agree with you. That yes, the process of picking up and putting his mouth is all part of the process of the chila, because it's impossible otherwise. So you cannot be mechayev in misa and moment for that same ma'aser, but that's not true. It's possible to eat it without picking it up, and therefore that tells me that when you do pick it up, that's not part of the ma'aser chila. So I'm mechayev you moment for the geneva of picking it up, and Mechayiv you karis for the mice of eating it. So that's not called the one mice. Inami, a second way to say the difference between the two cases is Hasim iboy lahaduri loy motzi mahadur lo. Once you shoot the arrow, everything is automatic. You can't stop it. Hacha motzi mahadur lo. But over here, the process can be stopped anywhere along the way. He picks it up, slowly puts it in his mouth. Until he puts it in his mouth, he can stop. So, in the scenario when he shoots the arrow, since everything which happens afterwards is inevitable, we say that everything is all included in the moment of shooting. So, included in the moment of shooting is the landing, and included in the moment of shooting is the tearing. So, it's all there. In the act of shooting. So what the person has done is shoot it, and that ma'aser contains two things in it. It can't be chayav two things for one ma'aser. Over here, the fact that you can stop it anywhere along the way tells me that really it's multiple actions being done by the person. Each step of moving it is another action, which he can always stop it. So he's chayav moment for the earlier action, and he's chayav the chorus for the later action of putting it in his mouth. Mora says, okay, so you give me two arguments how they're different. Can you give me a case which would be different based on these two arguments? My ika ben hai lishna la hai lishna. Whether you're arguing is because you can't have hanocha without akira. But you could have a chila without hagbah. That's one argument. The other argument is it's inevitable or not inevitable. Mora says, "Ikevenayu, Hamar Besakin Rishus Arabim, Mekar Shirayim Balichosay." Person didn't shoot an arrow. A person was carrying a knife. Picks up a knife, walks to Dalet Amos, puts it down. While he was walking to Dalet Amos, he ripped through some clothing. Okay. So Mora says, "Lahak Lichat Demarti Yevshal Anocha B'loy Kiro." The chiyuv requires that the chiyuv is not for hanocha. The malacha of hutzah or Havaras Talanam Rishus Rabbim requires that halachically there has to be three components to it. It has to be in a state of resting, and you're oikrit from that state of resting. So you've done an act of akira. You have to then accomplish the transfer either from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim, the transfer of Rishus, or the movement of Dalet Amos. And he's still not chayiv until he puts it down. It requires that it goes back into a state of resting. That's the malacha. So it's impossible to mechayiv him b'hanocha without an akira and the whole process. So while that whole process is taking place, he tore something. The chiyav misa doesn't come until he finishes the process. But when he finishes the process, the chiyav misa isn't for the last step, it's for the whole thing. So that's all one misa. So according to that argument, so over here, even though at any moment he wants, he could stop the process, didn't have to go the whole Dalet Amos. Every step is a new action, but it's all one misa, according to that argument. However, here he could stop it anywhere along the process, as opposed to shooting an arrow, which everything is contained in that one moment of shooting, because afterwards there's no control. I'm sorry.
But in the scenario where he wouldn't do he wouldn't go to Dalet Amos, let's say, he wouldn't be. Is that a case where he wouldn't be chayav for Shabbos?
Right.
But let's say if he ripped up, instead of that scenario.
So he didn't do malachas, of course he'd be chayav. In the case if the tearing took place and he never completed the process of moving Dalet Amos, there never was a chiyav misa, so there was a chiyav moment. Okay. Okay, so this is, so it comes out we've introduced, really see the two steps of the Gemara. In Rav Ashi's case before, we see that there's one that Kimmel Rav Amenei, that if it happens simultaneously, even if it's two separate actions, if the Chiyav Misa and the Chiyav Mamon come at the same time, even with two separate actions, he's potter. Over here, the Chiyav Misa is clearly not till later. That's not the question. The more is the Mechadish, but since we look at it as one Misa, which brings to the Chiyav, so you can't be Mechayiv in two punishments for one Misa. How much do we extend? What defines it's called one ma'aser? So one shot says, because if every component is necessary, it's one ma'aser. Another one says, if it's all contained in one action, the act of shooting the arrows, so that's one ma'aser. But if it's pasul adureh, so at any moment, each action is, there's a new decision action taking place. It's not one action, so in that case, he would. The Chiyav Misa and Chiyav Mamon do not happen at the same time. You don't have that type of argument. It wasn't one action. You don't have that argument either. So he's chayiv. Chayiv for both of them. The Mor is going to challenge this yisod of Rabbi Yochanan. Of Rabbi Oven. Yeah.
Sorry.
Can you just
say Kim Le'Rabbim a few times? I don't see it in the Gemara.
Where's
the phrase coming from?
The word doesn't use it over here. Kim Le'Rabbim means we let the person be dealt with through the larger punishment. Kim Le'Rabbim. We fulfill the needs, responsibility of the smaller one by giving him the larger one.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see Rashi. Second Rashi on the page. Shakir Tzarchan Lachihi. that the kira is part of is necessary for the hanocha. He'll also have the chiyuv mamon become a hanocha asule, even though the chiyuv mamon takes effect before the chiyuv misa takes effect. Potter. He's still potter. Hoyl ubein akira vanocha asule. Since between the kira and the nocha is when the chiyuv mamon happens, therefore a misa v'tashlumin boim ke'echad is considered misa and tashlumin coming at the same time. Shekira tzarech hanocha hi. Ha'yishayta askelo malocha. The malocha which he's chayav for starts from the moment of akira, even though the actual chiyuv misa is not till you finish it. another example of this, that's a person. Yerushalmi discusses, so a person, that's the case that Yerushalmi talks about. That's the case of Achila. So the shear for Chiyav Achila is a kazayas. So a person can put a kazayas in his mouth and swallow one time. A person can nibble on a kazayas also, until he finishes the kazayas. As long as it's within Kedei Achila's pras, he's chayav of the punishment. So what's he chayav for? He's chayav for all of the Achila. When is the moment of Achila? When he finishes eating the kazayas. It might take him, if you argue Kedei Achila's pras is 5 minutes long, it could take him 5 minutes to create this Achila. He nibbles once, he nibbles twice, he nibbles five, nibbles 17 times, so he finally gets it all down. He's chayav misa, the chorus is when he finishes eating. But he's not chayav for the last bite, he's chayav for the whole thing. The whole thing is what created the chiyuv. So when you argue that each bite he's damaging the fellow's item and the chiyuv is only at the end, no, you would say it's one process which is a mechayav. It's the same thing over here. The more it says, so the more it argues, the act of picking it up and putting it in his mouth is all. That's the vice, which you're being mechayev for picking up, putting it in his mouth. So yes, the chiyuv misa is not till the end, and the chiyuv mamon is earlier. But the more it says, according to Rabban, you should be potter. And the chiyuv says, chayev. The more it says, what are you talking about? The act of the hagbah is not intrinsic to the geneva. Excuse me. So the act of hagbah is not intrinsic to the achila. The boy gochin, lamatami gimel tvachim, he can bend down all the way down to the ground, because if a person can't bend that low, so by definition you're going to have to pick it up a certain height. The shear for the mice, the king and the hagboa, which would generate the chi of geneva or gzela, is 3 tvachim high. So, but he can bend down below 3 tvachim. And eats, it's not considered the kinyan of hagboah, so it's possible to eat without doing the act of hagboah. So you can't say the hagboah. So he didn't do that. But and you're right, it's one process. He picked up and put it in his mouth. But since it's not intrinsic to the achila, that's not the point. The point is not that it's one process. The point is it's intrinsic to the process. Or says, or the difference is loy matzal adure. Mishazark has a chetz. Once he shoots the chetz, everything is completed at that moment. At that moment, it's inevitable that it's going to tear the shirayim. It's inevitable it's going to land. So that you're mechayev him for this one action of shooting, which includes both results in it. But hachi matzim ahadolay. But over here, he can stop it. So even though it's one process, and the chiyuv is going to be for everything in the process, but since each one of this is still a separate action which has to take place, it's not that, then already it's not called at the same time. But over there, it's not, since he could stop it at any moment, the chila isn't a chila till he finishes. So versus what's the naf community in the two cases? Amar sakin b'yodah b'alicha. He transports it walking, sakin, and by doing so, he tears shirayim. So according to the second pshat, just going back to the case of Achila, so Pasha, the second pshat, is saying, so if the person does his Achila in multiple actions, since he could stop the process before the Chiyuv comes, even though at the end, when it does come, the Chiyuv is for the whole process, the Chiyuv is not for Hanukkah. The Chiyuv is for the Kira, the Havora, and the Hanukkah. But since there's multiple actions and decisions taking place till it happens, and the Chiyuv Misa is not till the final thing, he be Chai Mammon for the act of tearing, according to this Pshat. So the same thing by Achila. Even though when he completes the Kazayas, he's Chai for the whole Kazayas, but since it's multiple nibbles, and each one he can stop before he gets to the end, he be Chai Mammon for the earlier nibbles, and the Chiyuv be Chai, and the last nibble, which gets him over the hump, it's Mechayiv him, then you can't be Mechayiv Mammon for that as well, because he's Chayiv Misa. But, so this second lotion says, we it's not enough that it's all one process, it has to be one actual Misa. And the only case you have is the case of Zarechetz, or if a person would push the whole Kazayas in his mouth at one time, and swallow it at one time, so that's one Misa. Okay. I mentioned to you once that there's a Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef presents the following theoretical case. A person shoots an arrow at somebody else's item, and then he dies before it breaks, before it hits. So he shot the arrow, he drops dead, and it hits it breaks the expensive vase. So the Nizik comes to the children of the Mazik and say, I have a shibud on your Nechasa, I want to collect. He says, what shibud on Nechasa? By the time the Chiyuv moment took effect, it wasn't the father's property anymore, because at the moment the Yerusha, the moment that the father dies, it becomes the children's. So now the Mazik, who's dead, has no property. So when the time it comes that the key of Mammon should take effect, is when it breaks, it wasn't his, it was ours. So there's no lien on the property, because it wasn't his at the time of the damage. So is that a valid argument or not? That's the question that he raises. So he says no. The halacha looks at it that what happened was at the moment that he shot it, is if he damaged it already, because the person is not chayav for we put chiyuv on a person for actions. Yes, if there's no results, there's nothing to be chayav for. All right. So when a person shoots a gun and kills somebody, he's chayav for shooting the gun. Obviously, you don't give him punishment to misa unless the person dies. But when the person dies and it takes him three days in the hospital, and finally he dies, say, oh, he's Chai Misa for the fact that he's dead. No, he's Chai Misa for the act of shooting a gun. But it's obviously irrelevant unless the person dies. Hashkafically is a fascinating question. So you have two people, both with the full intent to kill somebody. They stand by the shooting range and they shoot their guns. And the first one hits the target and the fellow dies. The second one misses. So in Gehenim, does the first guy get more Gehenim than the second guy? No. They're both murderers. It happens to be the Russian decided the second guy should live. What does it do with you?
Doesn't take effect
until the man dies.
Then both of them should be
fired
because they both shot and he died, regardless of who did.
No, two different people. They shot two different people.
Two different people?
No, they shot two different targets.
Well, they shot at different individuals.
Yeah.
What if the two people shoot at the same individual?
Seth Demore discusses the two mice of the Mechaiva persons.
Two individuals. They both shoot at the same guy. One misses, the monster wins. The other hits, the guy dies.
No, the result has to be his result. It has to be his mice that creates the result to be Chayim.
If they
Let's change the scenario.
It's not just the act of shooting.
I understand that. But the point I'm saying is that since
it has to be his result as well as his act.
But, I'm arguing in Shemayim he's a retzach. That's not what you're chayav for. In Bez and Shemata, we cannot punish him until his action created a result. So if a person shoots an arrow and all of a sudden an ace happens and this wind comes from heaven and blows the arrow away and doesn't break the vase, he's not going to pay moment. We need the result. Right? And if the vase breaks, you know, if the person sees the arrow and he screams and he drops the vase and it breaks, also it's not going to be chayiv, right? But the vase broke and he shot the arrow. But the point is, once it happens, the responsibility is not for the breaking. The responsibility of a person is always on a maisa.
Concept that there is no concept of assault. I mean, you has to have the result.
Well, whatever. There is a concept of assault. He'll be chayiv whatever damages the assault created, but he's not chayiv for misa.
Are you differentiating between assault and battery?
A little bit.
But the assault takes place, but the battery doesn't. So the person is naturally attached.
Yeah. So what's he chayiv for? He didn't do anything.
That's just a question.
I didn't say he's a nice guy.
Is there a few?
He might go to Gehenna. I don't promise sending him to Gehenna. You know, he'll go to the same section of Gehenna as the guy who landed the guy in the hospital. But the fact that the guy was saved, but regards to responsibility in Besdin, if nothing happened, he can't be mechayev. But when it does happen, the chiyuv is for the maisa, not for the person is held responsible for his actions. So he says, if you don't say that, but rather you say that the pshat is when it happens, it's because he did it. So when he shoots the arrow, he didn't really do it until it happens. So when I light my nair as Erev Shabbos and they burn on Shabbos, am I chayv yechilul Shabbos? Because I'm burning in nair on Shabbos? No, why not? Because the maisa of halakha, everything which the maisa of halakha accomplishes takes place as soon as I light it. It takes time for it to happen, but the action which I'd be held responsible for is the act of lighting, which took place before Shabbos. So that's the more saying when you zur to chetz and it's inevitable. So it's going to take. It's going to go through five pieces of clothing from five different people, and it's going to land. It's all there at the one moment. That's what the chiyuv is for the act of shooting. So everything is inevitable. It's all part of his mice. Gufa zot gemara. Amar Rabbi Oven. Hazar chetz mitzkilas arba l'seif arba. The makar shirayim balichos is potter. So we said before, Rabbi Oven said this. You saw it. Shakira tzarcha nochehi. That the kira and the is necessary for the hanacha, so therefore the kira is an intrinsic part of the maisa, and he's going to be potter. Masir Rabbi Bibi Barabai. So Rabbi Bibi asked the question. We have a brisa which says a gun of kis b'Shabbos is chayiv. Person steals the keys on Shabbos, a purse with money. He's chayiv to pay for the money. Now, the geneva or gzela is not chayiv until the person does a act of kinyan, which is a halachically defined act of kinyan. So we have kinyanim of hagboa, we have kinyanim of meshicha. A person can pick it up, a person can draw it towards him, etc. And the rules, hagboa is kinda even in rishus, in somebody else's rishus. So if I'm standing in your house and you're selling me something, and I pick it up, and you give it to me, and I pick it up, so I'm kinda dragging is not effective in your rishus. If I, you know, you give it to me and I drag it, it's a large item, and I pull it along the floor till I pull it out of your house, I'm not kind of. So Mashiach is not effective in Bishus of the Makna. So when he said, kind of a kiss, so what did he do? So the simple case would be he goes into somebody's house, the Bishus Yachid, he picks up the kiss, walks outside, and so now he did He did a kira in the rishus of the nignav. That's hagbah. So the kinyan is immediate. Walks outside. As soon as he walks outside, and once he stops, that's considered where we hold the kira that hanochas gufa kanochas chayfitz. Stopping, unless you're just stopping to adjust to continue walking. But at stopping, when a person decides to stop, it's called you put the item down. The item is now at rest. So he's done Akira, Haitzah, and Hanocha. The Chiv for Shabbos is by at the moment of Hanocha. The Chiv of the Gnevis is as soon as he does the Hagbah. So it says he's Gaiv. So one second, why do you say Akira Tzar Hanocha? Now, she's crying his kai, big neighbor, comes she up in the day, it's just Bryson says his kai for the Geneva well before the Chiyim Misa of Chilo Shabbos takes effect. Let's say, Hoya Megara Vyotse, if he was dragging it, so since Mashiach is not kind of Rishos of the Nignav, so Mashiach is only kind of once he pulls the item totally out of the Rishos of the Nignav. Hutzah does not, Akira does not require that it's lifted, it just requires it's removed from where it is. So he removed it from where it was sitting all the way over there at the other end of the room. He schleps it all the way out. At the moment of it, he finishes the Hutzah, and now the item is on the ground. Great! So you have, that moment is the moment of Kinyan, that moment is the moment of the Chiyam Misa. So then he's Potter. Shrei Yisra Shabbos, the Gnei Boim Kecha. But the Rebbe Markasha, but according to Rabbi Ovin, why is the first case chayiv? Amai hachanami lema hagboa tzarach hitzahi, that the hagboa, which in the first case is the kinyan hagboa picking it up, is part of the process of hitzah. Okay. I'm sorry? Yeah.
If you push something out, shoot them, yeah, instead of pull it.
Same thing. Some animals, if the normal animal is to lead and supposed to push, okay. But in general, they'd be the same thing, yeah.
So a basketball, other ball, instead of something, you kick it out of the property.
So when it rolls out, you'd be kind.
And that would also be the time which the
Kiyush Shabbat is not chal till the Hanukkah.
Until it stops.
Until it stops, yeah.
Now the stopping, would we say the stopping is inevitable in the movement? I mean, it's going to stop.
No, even though that's true, but you still would say vis-a-vis the Kenyan, but it's not at the same time.
So, what's the difference here between pushing the ruler and ball out of the house?
It's a good question, and I'm not sure how to, I have to think about how to say it, but what's your question?
Is the case here about the Geneva, isn't it the same case as the Mavir Zaki Rishus Rabin, the Gora Shirai?
Yeah, I mean, we had two Lashonas before.
Right.
So according to the if you look at Tosafot Hachanami, name of Hagbot Tzarach Hitzahi, Tosafot says Lishadi Boyo Leduri Lamotzi Mahader Leparach Midi. It's not a kash according to that version. According to the version of Yesha Nochem Lo Akira, that's the Metzamor's kash. Some more answers. Hachem Askin Gun Shigbiya Amanas Letznioi. When he picked it up, he had not intended to take it out. So the Kinyan Hagbah, that doesn't affect anything. But the for the Chiyuv Shabbos, that Hagbah, when he picked it up, it wasn't intrinsically part of the Hutzah. So therefore, it's the chi of Gneva is independent of the chi of Shabbos. But Nimma Chalab, then he changed his mind and took it out. Michael Gavin versus one second, but that case, Mimachai, he's not chai for Shabbos either in that case. Because Omer of Simon, Omer be Ami, Omer be Yechron, Hamafarach Hafetzim is Zobis and Zobis. Person picked up an item to move it from one side, one corner of the house to the other corner of the house. He picks it up and he's walking. He says, you know what? I'm not going to put it on, but I'll walk outside. So he never stopped. From the moment that he picked it up, he never stopped. But in his mind, the original act of picking it up wasn't with the function of removing it outside, to take it outside. It was to move it somewhere else in the room. So in that case, Alochi's Potter, Shalhoi Sakira, Misho Rishana Lakach. The Akira wasn't for the purpose of itself. This Akira, which he did, wasn't truly an Akira because it wasn't to remove it. Akira is the act of being akirat from its makom in Rishus HaYachid to move, bring it to outside to the Rishus HaRav. This wasn't an Akira for that purpose. So if he picked it up, Amanas Latznioi, to put it, you know, the Ganav comes in and says, he sees the item, he says, you know what, he picks it up, he's going to put it somewhere else in the room where it should be hidden to come back and get it later on. He says, you know what, why not take it outside? But he didn't stop. So yeah, he'll be chai for Ganav, but he won't chai for Shabbos anyways. Of course, there's no Kim Lerav in that case. So Morris says, Elaim Amanas Lutzio. He did pick it up, Amanas Lutzio. Okay. So, see, picked it up on Amanas Lutzio. Therefore, the Chiyuv Shabbos, there's a Chiyuv Shabbos. Okay, so we're back to square one. So, how can he be chayav for the Geneva? Say Hakbot Tzarchitzohi, but that Akira is what's Machayev the Shabbos. So, how can he be chayav Geneva for that? Hachamaskin and Kishama. Before he stepped outside, he stopped. So it comes out that the Akira of the item from the Rishus HaYachid wasn't when he picked it up. It wasn't until after stopping, he started again and took it out. That's the moment of Akira from Rishus HaYachid. So the Brisa says correctly, the key of the Hagbor, the Kinyan Hagbor is when he picks it up. He now has the item in his hand or in his pocket. Before he walked outside, he stops before the door. So the item is now at rest again in the Rishus HaYachid. And then when he steps outside, that's the moment of Akira from Rishus HaYachid. So the Chiyuv Shabbos is until later. Morris says, one second. Amad Lamai. So when he steps out, does the Akira from Rishus HaYachid when he steps outside. Morris says, Amad Lamai. Why was he standing still? So there are two cases why a person would stand still. A person could stand still because he's just he's resting for a moment, or the person stands still because he needs to arrange the item in a more comfortable way to carry it. The Morris says that which we say that standing still puts it back into a state of rest. It's not a continuation of the act of carrying it out. Is only if he's Ahmad Lefush. He's Ila Katef. A person pauses to arrange it on his shoulders, literally, but to make the carrying more comfortable. Urchihu, that's part of the process of Hitzah. Elamor says, okay, fine. Elaboimid Lefush. He stops walking to rest. So that's that case. So the first Akira is not a Hitzah at all. It's a Kenyan Hagbah. Then when he stops and he rests, and then when he starts again, so that the item is considered now as if it's placed in the Rishus HaYachid, because it's at rest. And then when he steps out, the Akira's Gufoi, Kakira's Chayfetz. Morris says, oh, so based on what you're saying, you tell me Avalakatev, but he pauses to adjust it. My, what's the lock of Potter? That the lock is in that case, he would not be Chayv to pay for the Geneva. because we would say whether that hagbah is part of the, that's the hagbah which is part of the process of the key of Misa. So you can't pay Geneva for that either. So the Sefer was trying to find a contrasting case where the person is potter, and it says the case is a case of Megarer. I have an easier case. Adatoni Hoya Megarer Yotze Potter. You can differentiate in the case of the first case. You can differentiate the depending why he did it, and say he's chayiv. But met the bar mamur imba imel lefush of all the katev potter. See, if you tell me that the price is relying on this scenario, that there was a pause, so the price should say, well, depend. You want to give me a case of chayiv and a case of potter? Depends why he paused. If he's Amad Lakatev, he's going to be potter. If he's Amad Lafush, he's going to be Chayiv. So Mora says that that's a compelling argument, that that's not how you're going to answer the question. And the Mora says a different answer. Let's hold it here.